What I am looking for is what is looking. A single day is all I need for now, and enough wool to clothe a tribe. Weightlessness destroys all muscle, even the heart, which requires the burden of its own heft to keep rhythm. Say what you will about God, but he is certainly inventive. In an instant, he could tear apart your father, then build you a new one from the pieces. Like a mother trying her own milk, he is growing more and more curious by the minute. I am wearing his wonder like a long cape, squinting into the fog, covering my yawns. Behind me is silence. Ahead is joy, different from anything I've ever known as joy. When I was 4 years old, I was already nostalgic for three. My face was so bright, you could only make me out by the cherry juice stains on my cheeks. I wanted to keep everything I touched. A red spoon, a saffron country, a dying cricket. This made each meal last for ages. I'd inspect the table, take the tiniest bite of bread, then hold it in my mouth till it went sweet. There is always a hair that divides what is false and what is true. I have been collecting each of these, weaving them into a luscious wig, which I must respectfully insist I be allowed to wear to any occasion. The best lullabies keep tempo with the mother's heartbeat. God, exhausted by silence, finally built himself a world, filled it with falling rain and animal cries. Some days, it's difficult to hear him tapping along over all the clamor. Some days, it's difficult to hear anything else.